Welcome to the Ghost Hacks Podcast. What you are about to hear may make you laugh, it may make you cry, it may make you shake in your boots. Two prison gods talking about strange things in the night they may never understand. And here are your hosts, Tom and Joe.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 4 of the Ghost Hacks Podcast.
Yay!
That's going to be a running thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't believe people want to hear us.
I'm Ghost Joe.
I'm Tom.
And yeah, so today we're coming at you a little bit later than we normally should have been because
shenanigans.
Yeah, Tom has some construction stuff going on at his house, and my internet's been sucking terribly.
But we can almost timeline this, bro. I had the corona, which sends us to Zoom meetings. Your internet craps out. You got to have technicians at the house, what, 3 times?
Yeah.
And then I got the construction crew at my house, who obviously love swinging hammers loud.
So on this episode, we are going, because there's some new advancements, well, some new news on some UFO stuff that had just come out in all of the major media outlets. So we're going to start with that article, and then we're going to go in a little bit further and talk a little bit about the conspiracy theory stuff about Roswell and whatnot. So, Tom, you're the one that brought this article to me first. You want to talk about it first?
It was, what did we say, December 8th?
Yeah.
The news story broke. I saw it first in the Post, but it was an Associated Press article. You said you have the NBC copy over there?
Yeah, the NBC News, yep.
All right. The former Israeli, I don't want to say space commander, but head of their, what's his official title, this fella?
Former Israeli space security chief.
Space security chief. Okay. Yeah, you know, space cadet, you know. But I liken him to somebody in NASA over here. If I was reading the backstory on him correctly, he came straight out and said, and he wasn't confirming anything. This is him just releasing a press release stating that, you know, Martians are real. Not Martians, pardon me. Aliens are real. They want to make themselves known. They feel mankind's not ready. And we are sharing a space base with them on Mars, which that one I found a little far-fetched. But it's, again, the result was like we discussed last time, the Gettysburg story gets 8 hot hours of news and nobody touches on it afterwards.
Well, what I think is actually kind of funny, and we'll talk about him a little bit later, the former Lieutenant Colonel Philip J. Corso. It's like these guys are held into such high regard with their positions and with everything. And then when they come out with something like this, now they're kooks. Now they're crazy now. But before, they had the highest security clearance of anybody in the country or anybody around. You know, you were good with that, but now all of a sudden they're coming out with this stuff and they're crazy.
Now he says one thing, he's a kook, and you got to discredit the guy. Well, how many times during Project Blue Book was the search to confirm UFOs run by the United States government in the 60s and 70s. During Project Blue Book, they have time after time of pilots saying they saw an unidentified flying object. They didn't see a spaceship.
Right.
Something unidentified while they were flying. And they didn't say anything because they didn't want their status pulled.
Right.
And the minute they say something, their status was going to be pulled as a flyer.
Right.
So, yeah, it goes right back to what you said. Yeah. Say something like that. Now you're a kook.
You know, and actually you didn't touch on one of the other parts of the article here that I thought was kind of funny because they had to interject this right before, you know, right before January. But that, I believe his name is Eshed or Eshed, he added that President Donald Trump is aware of the extraterrestrial existence and had been on the verge of revealing it on Twitter, but they stopped him.
Can we stop Mr. Trump from using Twitter? I think if anybody could have, they would have done it years ago. Yeah, I was under the impression that the Trump administration was going to go forward and open the books about Area 51, about Blue Book, about, you know, encounters, government, not sanctioned, government confirmed encounters with extraterrestrial life, and it didn't happen. Now, does that come back to the article, we're not ready, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, though, if Trump knows about it, then every other president knows about it since it happened.
Oh, absolutely.
At a security clearance level. And honestly, you're saying that because regardless of what party you're in, because we're not trying to make this a political show or a religious show. Yeah. But let's face it, Trump is a big mouth and he'll say whatever he wants, whenever he wants. He's a New Yorker. That's
exactly.
So honestly, he wouldn't have been the first one, or it would have come out a long time ago. Not saying that, I don't know. I just feel like I do believe in this, though. I mean, it's funny, like I'm the first one to say I believe in ghosts and everything in that way. Conspiracy theories, for some reason, are a little bit hard for me to believe. And psychics are a little bit hard for me to believe, because I feel like it's very easily, you know, you could easily trick people with that. But as far as conspiracy theories, I think that this one, with all the evidence and with everything that's around, I believe that this is actually true.
It's enough to say this is fucky.
Right, right. So let's see. Yeah, so that was that article that just came out. But there's been things that have been coming out like in the past few years. I know I can't bring it up right now. Maybe somebody could actually tell us, if you want to call our hotline at 845-379-1331.
Or Segway.
Yeah.
Hashtag Segway.
If you want to email me at joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com. Because there were a few things that came out a few years ago where the government did declassify some of this stuff. I'm not really sure what they declassified. Maybe we should have did a little bit more research on that part. But I know that that's been going on for quite some time, that they've been declassifying some UFO stuff here and there.
Well, the reason why I brought this article up to you was because of the parallels it runs towards Lieutenant Colonel Corso. Now, for those of you, I know you did research after I mentioned them to you. For those that don't know who Lieutenant Colonel Corso was, Philip J. Corso wrote a book called The Day After Roswell. And how I discovered this book was my dad, God rest his soul, when he was alive, actually called me over to the house. He's like, I just finished this book. You got to read it. And he calls me over. My dad was very much like me with the, well, this is interesting, but there's no proof kind of guy. You know, he hands me the book and he goes, everything that the book says, he goes, the foreword of the book is written by Strom Thurmond, you know, vouching for this guy that wrote this book. And in the book, it goes on to tell how Corso was there after Roswell, and how he wound up being in charge of reverse engineering items from the crash. The government didn't know what these items were or what they would do, but they would take them to a company, say, Ghost Joe Productions, and they would say, you take this, you can get the patent on it, you just make it work. Figure out what it is and just make it work, and don't ask no questions where it came from. And allegedly, Velcro came from the Roswell crash, and LED lights came from that crash. Great book. A really interesting book.
I have some sound clips I'm going to share in a little bit where he himself, in an interview from 1997, he tells a few of the things that came out of what he had given from the crash. That's very interesting. One of the things I think that he didn't mention, but that I've read, is Kevlar, which is...
Right.
Bulletproof vests.
Right.
So let's see, what do I know about this guy? So let me ramble off some of his credentials here, because I mean, that's a big deal. Like we were saying before, you know, this guy is a highly decorated man, you know, and they said,
like, you don't go become lieutenant colonel.
Check out this resume that he has. He was an intelligence officer inside the Eisenhower White House. He was assigned to the National Security Council, Inspector General of the 7th Army, commanded the 1st Nuclear Battalion in Germany, and he was lieutenant colonel of the Army. This guy has multiple titles, huge titles with a lot of clearance. Why would this guy at 80-something years old, why would he be lying about this stuff? To sell a book? He would have did that years ago.
He could have written a book with that much experience. He could have written a book about anything.
It's true.
Anything. He could have. Joe, we know each other. I know for a fact you would have read his book about being in command of the 1st Nuclear Battalion in Germany after the war.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be just as interesting.
Absolutely.
And you don't become a lieutenant colonel if you're not a career military man. That's, again, it's not like he did 2 or 3 years in the Army and this is what he saw.
True. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to play some sound clips here. The first sound clip I'm going to play, it's kind of long, maybe a minute or so, minute and a half, but it basically details him on the night when he was the officer that was guarding the caskets, if you will, of the alien beings. So check this out.
One night, I was post-duty officer. Post-duty officer means that I was in control. For that night, I was the one that checked all the guards, checked all security areas. In fact, checked the whole post. I was a duty officer that night. And I went to the veterinarian section, and one of them, a sergeant I knew very well, was sergeant of the guard that night. I told him, "Sarge, how's everything around here?" And he said, "Fine, sir." I told him, "You know, they told me to be careful to watch this area because you have a sense of something sensitive here." He said, "You want to see it, sir?" I told him, "Yes, let's go look." And I knew the sergeant very, he was a master sergeant. I went back, and there was 5 crates there, like, 5 or 6, I think it was 5. I lifted one up, and here's this body there and floating in fluid. And I looked at it about 10, 15 seconds, not much more than that. So I put it back down and said, "Sarge, come on, get out of here now. I want to get you in trouble because I'm the duty officer. I can go around, walk around here, but you might get in trouble for coming back. Just come on, let's go. Come out with me." So we went out. And I told him, "Where did it come from, Sarge?" He said, "Well, 5 trucks came through, are coming through here from an airfield in New Mexico, and they're heading for Wright-Patterson Air Force."
Yeah, so, I mean, does that sound like a man that's lying? I mean, I know we've seen a lot of liars, and there's a lot of convincing liars, but he just doesn't seem like he's trying to convince anybody of anything. You know, he's just telling a story.
Yeah, you know what, and he was probably sitting on this until he was a retired old man, you know. He didn't. First thing he said about the sergeant, "Get out of here, Sarge. I don't want you getting in trouble." And, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. What else we got here? How about you want to hear his description of what he saw, the alien and the alien spacecraft?
Absolutely.
Right, here we go.
"And the brain was different, and a lot of most of the body was different. But no nose, no mouth, no ears, no vocal cords, no digestive system, no sex organs."
Poor bastard.
"It was a humanoid clone. There's enough electromagnetism in this world where it can draw, so. The extraterrestrial, he's a little different. He's composed in a way of cells also, like humans are. This structure has some metallic surroundings that have to survive in space, from debris in space, which keeps striking it constantly. It'll knock holes in it. So there's a little different strength there that will last a few more years. It is really almost a biological type of biological structure because the extraterrestrial fits in it, but made with a little more strength that's needed in the extra. Remember, these cloners that made these things made them in a way where they would fit in what they wanted to fit in. The ship itself is maybe a biological type structure because of the cell and the atom structure. But it's all created with more strength because it has to resist more. This being is protecting the way. Now, when this being comes in this world, he will wear a suit, skin-tight suit, which we found. His skin is atomically aligned, and his suit is atomically aligned. That's to repel radiation and harmful effects, even cosmic action. Since he doesn't breathe air, the ones that come alive on, in this world will have a type of helmet on them. And since he doesn't speak, he has no vocal cords, he will have something that intensifies a transmission that he maybe can communicate.
I find this guy highly, highly interesting, actually. I want to do even more research on this guy because he doesn't sound like he's full of crap, man. You know, he definitely sounds he sounds pretty legit to me. So what'd you think of that? That, I mean, his account, his description is pretty crazy.
It's been a long time since I heard these sound clips because after I read the book originally, I went crazy, you know, everything I could about Lieutenant Colonel Corso. It sounds, though, what he's describing there is almost like a drone. And you wouldn't need vocal cords in a drone. You wouldn't need a digestive system or sex organs in a drone. Maybe that's what they are. Maybe that's what he was describing, you know. And they were drone explorers.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, another sound clip that I had heard, I couldn't find, though. You know, he really goes into detail as far as, you know, the head was big, but it wasn't as big as people make it out to be. It was just big because his body was so small, so that it made the head look much bigger. You know, it had almond-shaped eyes, pretty much, I guess, the sketches that we see nowadays about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Of, like, the real, you know, quote-unquote real aliens, you know? Let's see, what else I got here?
The book that we're talking about by Lieutenant Colonel Corso is actually out of print. And that's odd for a book, what, 22 years old, less than 25 years old, I think, is out of print. But try finding it on eBay. You're going to pay $25, $30 for his book, just the paperback edition.
Well, I know an eBay guy, so he might be.
I'll only be an eBay guy until the child support ends.
Yeah, so let's see. I have one more clip, actually, and this is him telling what came of the instruments that they had found and that he sent for reverse engineering. This is what had become of it.
The number one was the integrated circuit. Number two in importance was laser, because I had some laser instruments also. Then fiber optics.
So, being that I found out that the aliens had invented fiber optics, I am solely blaming them for my Verizon Fios. So it's the damn aliens' fault.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, I believe the first thing that he said, I believe that that's a computer chip. I think that...
The integrated circuits, yeah.
I believe that's a computer chip. And then, you know, lasers, as far as they said that the laser was strong enough that it could cut through anything. So, you know, for surgeries and whatnot. That's
right.
Also, like we had mentioned, Kevlar, and you had mentioned Velcro. There were a lot of things that came out of it. But this is...
Allegedly. Let's do allegedly. Yeah.
So, Tom, now this isn't going to be my normal games that I normally play, okay? But I actually have a few celebrity UFO encounters that I'm going to read off to you And then I'm going to say A, B, and C, and you tell me who you think this celebrity UFO encounter is.
Okay.
You ready? All right. I had an experience, actually. I was driving through San Bernardino with my friend, and I got chased down by some sort of UFO. I'm pretty sure about what I saw, but I had bought weed wax from a guy in a van in front of a taco shop. So I could have been, it could have been the weed wax. I didn't feel threatened at all, actually, but I did see the being sitting in the front of the flying object. It looked at me and we made eye contact, and I think that's what really shook me, looking into its eyes of something that I couldn't quite wrap my head around.
The weed.
So who do you think this was? A, John Travolta. B, Samuel L. Jackson. Or C, Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is a no-brainer, bro. I couldn't wrap my head around what was going on because I was high.
Because she bought weed wax from a guy in a van.
It said free candy on the side of the van, so it was legit.
All right, ready? Here's the next one. I talked to President Obama about extraterrestrials. He said he could neither confirm nor deny the existence of aliens, which means they're real. If people think we're the only people that live in this universe, then something is wrong with them.
That was recent, that statement.
Is that A, Drew Barrymore, B, Jaden Smith, or C, Ozzy Osbourne?
I believe that was Jaden Smith.
That's correct again. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. That is two or three times that President Obama just, when asked directly, said, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Wow.
And honestly, to me, if you're telling me I can neither confirm nor deny, that means that's a positive.
Right, right.
That's a positive answer to that. But I'm not telling it to you.
All right, a couple more. Ready? This one's pretty good. I stood on the balcony, and there was this big ball of gold light that turned up. We thought it was Venus or Mars or something. Then the song that we have stops playing, and it disappears. But then we put a song back on, and the ball turned back up. It happened four times. After that, a massive electrical storm started, and these two big, massive balls of light started dancing in the sky. It was like the whole light show for about an hour. Was that A, Marilyn Manson, B, Sigourney Weaver, or C, Robbie Williams?
Ooh. And Marilyn Manson likes the absinthe. So I'm going to go Marilyn on this one.
This was Robbie Williams.
Oh!
All right. And then the last one. This one comes from a highly, highly respected, very intelligent person that has had a lot of followers in the past. In 2013, this was. They're real. We're not the only ones on only planet with civilization, she said. That same year, she also tweeted, aliens are real. I'm not going to give you any choices with this one.
Uh-oh. What's that girl that don't wear underwear? She's married to John Legend. What's her name? I don't know.
So think not as popular, but more trashy.
You went back to Miley Cyrus.
No.
Is this a trick question?
All right, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
This very intelligent human being's name is Nicole Snooki Polizzi.
Oh, Snooki. Yeah. Well, you know what? Aliens might land, but she's so short that they don't see it.
She's so tan, you know, with that fake tan that she's got going on.
Right, right. She camouflages right in.
So that's my little game there. What else? Oh, well, honestly, we also can't really go into this whole UFO thing without actually talking about another celebrity that's huge. Well, Dan Aykroyd. I was going to use Dan Aykroyd as one of the UFO encounters because he's very, very big into the whole UFO thing.
Right.
But I wanted to go with Tom DeLonge from Blink 182.
Okay.
Okay. He, let's see, what does it say here? Basically, he had sent these UFO videos to the Pentagon a few years ago, and he's actually part of a organization that he had started. Oh, the To the Stars Academy, it's called. And he had sent these videos of UFOs, and it says here that they finally paid off, that the Pentagon has officially published 3 UFO videos from him, and that they're recognizing it, and they're saying that they don't know what it is, that they honestly say that they're unidentified flying objects, that they can't say what they are, that
okay.
they don't know. So it's, you know, it's like a big win for him, because he's been trying to, I guess, send them all this information for a long time. And it's finally paying off as far as that. But that just happened a few years ago, actually. So, yeah, so that's, you know, Tom DeLonge is the guitarist of Blink 182. But yeah, he has his own like little research group called To the Stars Academy. And it's all about UFO and aliens and stuff, which I thought was pretty interesting to share.
They confirmed that it's an unidentified flying object.
True.
They don't say that it's alien and whatnot, but that is a win.
Right.
Yes, you have a government agency saying that it's unidentified.
Right, instead of saying, you know, the stupid, oh, it's weather balloon, oh, it's this, it's that. This last, like, very short clip that I have of Mr. Corso, it basically tells, you know, somebody had asked him what he thinks about the government cover-up, like how does this work? And this was his response to that.
The government is so big and so vast that if you leave it alone, it'll cover itself up.
That's it's a very short answer, but it's true in the way that, you know, there's so much going on that, you know, just like what we said, you know, they put it all over these outlets, all over these news outlets, and it's gone.
It's gone immediately. Nobody cares. Yeah. Nobody looks into it. It's immediately gone.
So this article is basically saying that there's aliens among us that are waiting for the right time to show themselves. But we're, you know, quote unquote, not ready for it. And this was just passed by. And I'm sure that they're probably calling this Israeli, you know, Israeli chief a hack and, you know, an idiot, stupid. So I don't know. I guess we'll, you know, hopefully we'll find out the truth someday.
We shall see if we're ready.
That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
So do you have any more to add about the whole UFO thing, or?
I really encourage everybody to get out and try to read Mr. Corso's book. Like I said, it is out of print, but it's available on eBay. It's available on Amazon. It's an eye-opener. It really is an eye-opener. And even if you don't believe or tend not to believe, like myself, it's going to give you pause, definitely.
All right, great. All right, yeah, I mean, my thoughts, like I said, was conspiracy theories I was never crazy with. But this kind of stuff, I mean, there's been a lot of... And you know, another thing, too, is that I don't know if I would contribute this to aliens or UFOs or anything, but there has been a lot of different solar things going on lately. You know, even right now, there's a thing where you could see 2 planets or whatever, you know, at sun. And then not too long ago, there was a whole bunch of things. We had a solar eclipse a couple of years ago. There's been a lot of, you know, universe type stuff going on, which, you know, is pretty amazing. And if you have the chance to get out and see that stuff, you should definitely do it, because some of these things you may never see again in your lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe you'll see little green men.
Well, maybe you'll see Snooki getting taken up in the UFO. All right, man. So I guess that ends the show for us. If you have any experiences you'd like to tell us, any comments, concerns, anything, you could call our hotline, leave us a message. It only goes up to 3 minutes, so if you run out of time, just call back and continue your story. The number is 845-379-1331. Or you could email us at joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com. And definitely find us on all your major podcast platforms. And check us out on Facebook.
And TikTok. Don't forget TikTok now.
TikTok. We got TikTok also now. See Tom doing some dances and stuff.
You know what? I know we're punching out here. I really want to tip it a cap to, I know you're getting messages. I'm getting messages. People actually asking, when's the next podcast dropping? When's the next episode dropping? That really means a lot. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting behind us. Thank you for giving us a shot. Our friends that started listening and are now listening every week, people that we don't know, you know, from Idaho to Germany, listening.
And all our new podcast friends, too. I'm making a lot of different friends from different podcasts and stuff. So,
yes. Thank you all for giving us a shot. It really means a lot to a couple of hacks from New York. And we'll speak to you soon.
So, signing off, man. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Ghost Hacks Podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and find us on Facebook groups. If you have any paranormal experiences you would like to share, please email joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com, and we may even read your submission on the air. Have a good night, and don't forget to change your shorts.